Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Coming up, Attorney General Eric Holder is in Ferguson, Missouri today, and we'll take a close look at the eloquent but sometimes evasive ways President Obama has talked about race.
But first, we did hear from President Obama today about the execution of American journalist James Foley, who was killed by the Sunni militant group the Islamic State. U.S. officials confirmed the authenticity of a grisly video showing Foley's death after it was posted online yesterday. Speaking from Martha's Vineyard, President Obama said today that groups like the Islamic State, or ISIL as he calls it, will ultimately fail.
They fail because the future is won by those who build and not destroy. And the world is shaped by people like Jim Foley and the overwhelming majority of humanity who are appalled by those who killed him. The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done, and we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now for more on what the president had to say. Scott, tell us more about what he said.
Well, Jeremy, this was on the one hand an opportunity just for the president to express shock at the murder of this freelance journalist from the United States and sympathy for Jim Foley's family. The president had spoken by them shortly before he addressed the public. But it was also an attempt to sort of reframe this battle. In their video, the Islamic State militants had tried to suggest that the battle being waged in northern Iraq right now is between the United States and Muslims. And the president said, no, this is not a war between Islam and the United States or Islam and Christianity, but rather a war between what he called a bankrupt ideology and the civilized world. That is meant as a rallying cry, both for folks here in the United States as they watch a renewed involvement by the U.S. military in Iraq, but also for governments throughout the Middle East who he said need to work together to extract this cancer of the Islamic State.
And is there a sense that the president may change direction on Iraq and Syria and put more force into that struggle?
I didn't hear a change in direction here, but what I did hear is another piece of evidence for the argument that the United States has been making, again, not just to its own people, but to governments throughout the Middle East, that even though they may have their differences, Sunni governments, Shia governments, and even though folks in Iraq and the surrounding countries may have arguments amongst themselves, they need to work together to deal with this scourge that is a threat to all of them.